Hello and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name is Dwayne and I'm the host and producer, and today I'm coming from sunny Florida. We all know that we all have to get away and recharge once in a while. Even though Montcalm County is a great place to live, work, and play, once in a while we need to go and we need to recharge our batteries. And that's what I'm doing right now. My wife Brenda and I are just having a great time down here in Daytona, just checking out the sights. But while I'm here, I was kind of wondering, buying local. Buying local means that no matter where you are, we are trying our best while we're here to go to more of the local places as opposed to the chain places. Checking out some restaurants and some attractions and that type of thing. However, we did have a trip over to that small little raceway at Daytona Beach, just in the area here. It was pretty cool. I thought it was. Once in a while, there's a little give and take between my wife and I. She takes me to Botanical Gardens. I take her to things that are NASCAR and other things, and we make it fun. But while I'm here, I'm kind of looking at, you know, what's coming up onto the Discover Montcalm podcast. One of the things that I'm going to be starting, and I've talked about it a little bit, but I reached out to a friend of mine, Rich Boomer, and we're going to see what we can do about this series, a part of Discover Montcalm podcast, but a series called If This Barn Could Talk. As I travel through Montcalm County, I see a lot of agriculture, and I see a lot of these older barns. And I remember when my grandparents, they lived over on Kendaville, growing up, there was a barn there. And it was kind of fun, you know, to play around that barn and see that barn. We weren't supposed to be in that barn, but, you know, we're kids, you know, we just didn't want to get caught by Grandma and Grandpa. But as I go around and I drive by these barns, I wonder what kind of story can be told if that barn could talk. And if that barn could talk, there was probably a time, if it isn't still being used today, there was probably a time that it had all sorts of animals. Do you know of anybody around Montcalm County that has an old barn? And I'm sure there's a family story behind that barn. You know, whether it's been in the family for generations, would love to talk to you. Want to learn about your history. Want to learn about what went on in that barn at that location. And kind of learn a little bit more about the local part of agriculture. As I said, Montcalm County, there's a lot of farming, a lot of farmland, and these little barns have stories to tell. If you know somebody all around the county that has a barn and has been there all their life, or maybe they just bought it a handful of years ago, have them give me a call, 231-250-9624, 231-250-9624. Reach out to me. I would love to tell that story, because agriculture in Montcalm County is big. And I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with the people behind the barn, the people that have grown up here, that have raised a family here. Maybe that's generational, as I mentioned before, or whether they're new to the area and that old barn is out there doing something different. I know there's some barns around this county that they are now doing events, weddings, and whatever. I would like to know that history as well. Anything that has Montcalm County attached to it, I would love to be able to tell that story. And by telling that story, I'm discovering Montcalm. I'm discovering what Montcalm County is all about. And what it really comes down to, you know, we can talk to the businesses, we can talk to the organizations, we can talk to the industries, we can talk to the attractions, we can talk to the communities. But what it really boils down to, and what the essence behind the Discover Montcalm podcast, my vision, is the people. The people that make up this county. And while I'm here getting my self-recharged, you know, you can hear the ocean behind us. It's been roaring up ever since we got here. And, you know, it's really nice. You just leave the slider open, and that's a great way to fall asleep. Kind of like back home in Montcalm County, you know, when the frogs start to sing, and you know, there's a different sound there. So as I'm looking at the future with the Discover Montcalm podcast, I'm looking for stories. I'm looking for people that have grown up here. I'm looking for people that just moved here. You know, why did you just move here? I'm looking for business people that have decided that out of all the places that they're going to be, why did they choose Montcalm County to open up shop? Whether it's a new business, whether it's a business that's been here for a long time, whether it's a business that you're doing out of your home. I know there's a lot of cottage businesses around here. You know, do you do crafts? And you decided, hey, I'm making these crafts. I go out to craft shows. Hey, I want to talk to you. I want to learn, you know, kind of the story behind the why of what you're doing. So it doesn't matter what the story is, whether you're in education, you know, whether, as I said, you're in a nonprofit or you're an entrepreneur that just got things started. Let's chat, you know, let's talk about the county. Village managers, what does your village, what does your city have to offer? Come on, let's chat. School districts, why should we, you know, move to your area? What does your area have to offer? It all starts with a conversation, and bottom line, that's all I'm after. It's a conversation, not an interrogation. It's all about local. It's all about Montcalm County. And it's all about the stories that are being told and developing within this county. You know, whether you're in Vesterburg, Carson City, you know, whether you're in Howard City or Coral, you know, Stanton, Greenville, it doesn't matter. If you're here, I'd like to talk to you. Are there historical businesses here? Are there historical societies that they could come on and talk about the history? Real estate agents, why should people move here? What are the benefits of people moving here? And how do we tell that story? You come on Discover Montcalm podcast and you tell it. Once I have it, you can have the YouTube link. You can embed it in your website. You can share it on your socials. It's all about being local. And that's one thing, like with real estate agents and village managers, etc. Grab our playlist. Put them all on there. Why should you come to Montcalm County? You know, I've got over 80 episodes already on Montcalm County, and I have just barely touched the surface. I'm looking forward to talking to that resident that has been here for a long time. You know, Margaret Krebs, when I talked to her, she was 99 years old. She was born in Truefitt. You know, it's those stories that are really kind of cool to this area. Is your grandma, your great-grandparents, are they here? Let's talk to them. Let's get part of that history down so that we can tell that story. And I'm sitting here listening to this in the background, and you know, we just got done taking a walk on the beach. You know, we're down here in Daytona, and you know, first time here, we're checking things out, we're Googling it. One thing about Googling it, go to dwvideo.com. at the bottom of the page, there's a button there for Google reviews. when you go there, give me a review on the Discover Montcalm podcast. We're looking for 5 stars, of course. What does the Discover Montcalm podcast mean? Share. If you've been a guest on my show, definitely share it. You know, it's all about making connections, learning more about the county, learning more about what is here. You know, I want the people on the east side to know what people on the west side are doing. And how do we do that? By you contacting me so I can tell your story. My name is Dwayne. I'm the host and the producer. You can find Discover Montcalm Podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Go like our page, follow our page, share our stuff. One very important thing when you share it with a comment. Because if somebody is looking at your post and you shared it with a comment, it shows your friends and the people that are following you why you shared that. And when it comes to local and local businesses, we need to help each other out. We need to share with a comment so that we can bring more people together in what we do. I'd like to thank JR from West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions. He's one of our sponsors. I'd like to thank Jody at Busy Bee. Great businesses, great people that are doing a lot. And DW Video at dwvideo.com. We handle all your business and social media, videos, content creation, that type of thing. As well as I'm the guy you come to when you have those 8mm reels of film. You got videotapes that you want transferred. Give me a call, 231-250-9624. Again, listen to that ocean. When my wife gets back, we're probably going to see if we can find a local ice cream shop, and we're going to have some fun with it. So remember to buy and shop locally.
Connect and subscribe to Discover Montcalm Podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Discover Montcalm Podcast. To be featured in an upcoming show, contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. Remember to subscribe at discovermontcalmpodcast.com.